It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Delana Barr. She is with the USU Extension Office here in Carbon County. A couple of cool events coming up that are going to be tied. One is going to be tied in with Utah State University. They're sending around a mobile art truck, and it's all going to be about facing fire. So we're going to talk about that one. And then, of course, coming up on October 14th, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., it is going to be an eclipse event, and we'll talk about that as well. Delana, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start off first with talking about this Facing Fire event. This is coming up on Wednesday, and this sounds like it's going to be really interesting. So I'll let you kind of take over and tell us all about it.
Yeah, this is October 4th from 6 to 8, and we're going to be in the parking lot of the USU Museum. And we've in this art truck, if we're going to be doing fire, there's going to be so many hands-on activities for families to come and try out and learn. And we're really excited about this opportunity that USU is bringing to our county.
A whole night of art and STEM family learning. And, of course, you know, you'll have the local fire department there to kind of help out.
They're going to help.
Keep things under control.
They've got a training, so they might come afterwards, but
they come
we're
and kind of help out. But this is really all about science and everything. And it's a STEM night. And a lot that's what I like about the 4-H group here is a lot of it, a lot has to do with STEM. And STEM is kind of taking over the schools, but it also makes it a lot more fun, doesn't it?
It does. And this is all hands-on. So it's just learn by doing. And that's what 4-H does best is like come, learn. There's some fun things like the matchstick forest that they've got. You're going to assemble things. You're going to try out and see how fire works. And besides just some art of charcoal and things like that they can try.
So there's a lot of things going to be tied in with that one. Once again, they're going to be in the parking lot of the USU Eastern Museum, and it's going to be all about facing fire. Then the other one, and a lot of people are getting really amped up for this.
Aren't they?
They are. You hear about it all the time. It's an eclipse event, and you said you're going to turn this one over for the teen council's going to take care of this one.
Teen council has got this going on. We have glasses that are from NASA. They've got moon cakes, you know, pancakes that we're going to have for breakfast, and three or four other activities that these teens are excited about sharing with our county. And that is Saturday, October 14th from 9 to 11, and it's going to be in the USU Extension Office parking lot. It's a Saturday, so there'll be plenty of parking, and we're excited to share.
And if you don't know where the Extension Office is, it's in the county building right there on First North. So go check that out. Once again, they're going to be you'll have breakfast and then all kinds of cool things as we get ready to kind of watch this eclipse on the 14th.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Going to be a lot of fun. And that's from 9 until 11 a.m. And of course, then, you know, 4-H has other things that go on all the time as far as groups and clubs and things like that. If people are interested, where can they go to find out the different clubs that you guys offer?
You know, Facebook might be the best. So if you look at Carbon 4-H County, find us. That's where we post everything. And they're welcome to give me a call at 435-636-3262. And I'll be glad to help them with anything. But we've got clubs from paint clubs to livestock to learning how to fold clothes. So we got it all.
And we've talked about it in the past. I think one of the greatest things is, you know, if you have something out there that you enjoy, if there's something that you enjoy doing, go in, talk to them. They'll create a club for that.
Yeah, and your hobby, you know, if it's from beekeeping to robotics, let's do it. Let's share your talents.
So, and there is a small fee, but it is a very small fee.
Oh, minimal.
Was it $10?
Right. $10 for a membership
for
fee.
For the
whole
year.
Through the summer, even, till end of August, and it just lets you know the state camps and everything that's going on and provides you with many experiences to learn and grow.
So, once again, coming up this Wednesday, it is an art and STEM family night. It's called Facing the Fire from 6 to 8, right there in the parking lot of the USU Eastern Museum. All kinds of cool STEM activities and fun stuff for everybody. Bring everybody. The whole family can come down for that one. And then, once again, on October 14th, it's going to be an eclipse event at the USU Extension Office from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. So plenty to do as far as 4-H is concerned. You need to get out there and have a good time and enjoy yourselves. Delana, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.